I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And join us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, and all-around fine fellow. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I want to start off with this story about unmasking. Fox News and Adam Housley over there has done some pretty good reporting that says that there was a person very high up in the intelligence community of the Obama administration who was responsible for unmasking the names of people incidentally caught up in intelligence gathered by the intelligence community,
right,
even before it appears Donald Trump was the nominee.
Right. Well, I told you guys about this a couple of weeks ago, that they knew who the four people were in the Obama White House who had actually looked at the spreadsheets of the unmasked Americans. There are four people in the White House. Fox News has identified one as Susan Rice. There are three other people who also looked at those spreadsheets in the White House. This is beginning to unravel. It's why Adam Schiff, over the weekend, was very careful about what he was saying.
Sure was.
After he had gone to NSA to look at the spreadsheets and the other documents that NSA has produced. This is now at a point where Ms. Rice and three other people are going to need lawyers. This is going to make the General Flynn thing look like a picnic.
Well,
these folks are in very, very serious trouble.
Explain for those who may not know why this is a big deal and why it's such a serious infraction.
Because what was done by the Obama White House, both before the election and after the election, was to use the American intercept capability of NSA and the CIA for political purposes, not to determine intelligence. This was ordered by Susan Rice. The records that were produced for the National Security Council, which is reported in the Fox report today, show that she tasked the intelligence communities to get this information. The defense they're going to make, this is Rice and the three other people, I'm not going to name the three other people, I have surmised who they were with you guys over the last month, so I know I got one right, and I know I've got three others right. What they did was, they're going to claim that this was legal because they had suspicions about foreign connections. It's not going to wash. But because they're Democrats, they're going to be bold enough to make the argument. But we now know how this all happened, and it's going to get very, very ugly for the Democrats.
Now, we can assume that Susan Rice just didn't make this decision on her own.
That is correct. She was ordered to do so by you-know-who, and her subordinate went along with it, and the head of the CIA went along with
it. Now, she will never roll over on Barack Obama.
She's not going to have to, because when they give out spreadsheets like this, and with the names of the people on them, they have to make a note as to who read it. And so the papers exist that show the four people who looked at these documents. That is what was given to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees by the National Security Director.
You know, you're absolutely right, though. Adam Schiff sure seemed to have a change in tone, didn't he, after he saw those documents?
Well, as they say in the business, he's now been read in.
Yeah. Now, so where does this go? If we do find out that it was indeed Susan Rice, and we do find out that it does go above her, what happens, if anything?
There's going to have to be probably when Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, is confirmed, he will take over because Jeff Sessions has recused himself from all of this. There will be a grand jury, and subpoenas will issue. And all the folks in the Obama White House who had direct access and whose fingers touched this will have to appear with lawyers. Now, here's the problem. Comey's going to be the investigator. And as far as I'm concerned, James Comey is still a dirty cop. He remains a dirty cop. He shouldn't be in this job. It was a mistake for Trump to keep him. And now he's in the middle of this, and he is a man on a mission. Trump's desire is to take down a president. He tried to take down Dick Cheney during the Scooter Libby thing, and that failed. He's going to try and take down Trump. This guy has no business being in the FBI any longer. He is a very, very strange individual.
Could I change the topic to the nomination of Gorsuch and a vote? There's going to be a vote in committee today.
Yes.
He'll get voted out of committee, but there's still a question about what will happen when it reaches the floor of the Senate. I believe the vote is scheduled for Friday.
Right. He'll be confirmed either by 60 or 51. Because if the Democrats, as Schumer says, insist on a filibuster, and they can do it because there's only three Democrats that have agreed to vote for him, the three Democrats who were up in 2018, what a shocker, They will only have 55 votes. So McConnell will be forced to change the rules of the filibuster for Supreme Court justices to 51, simple majority, and that will happen, and Gorsuch will be confirmed. And that's what's going to happen. The Democrats are on a suicide mission. I have no idea. Chuck Schumer, who is the sleaziest of all Democratic politicians, mouthing this idiotic suggestion on Sunday that, oh, let's all get together, the Republicans and the Democrats, let's pick a mainstream nominee to replace Gorsuch. Can you imagine having the chutzpah to go on television and suggest that with a straight face? The guy's taking some sort of medication.
I have it right now, my unofficial count. Three Democrats have said they'll vote for him. Yep. Leahy has said he'll vote for moving the vote forward and will not filibuster. Yep. And that's four people. So they need really another four.
They're not going to get them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get them. The
interesting about it, though, Joe, is that Warner of Virginia and Cardin of Maryland are two people who have not yet let their opinions be known about what they're going to do.
Well, Cardin is not very bright, and he doesn't know what his position is, even though he should. Warner is always asleep at the wheel. I'm sure he'll cave. Cardin will probably give in and vote for cloture, but that still doesn't get you to 60.
No.
And what I find interesting is that these Democrats are so willing to cast their lot with Chuck Schumer. That to me is the interesting part of all this. I think Chuck Schumer is
no
just.
Bench.
I'm
they
sorry.
Have, who do they have besides Schumer? They have no one. They have no bench. They're geriatric. I mean, were they going to turn to Cory Booker? I mean, give me a break. The Democrats are in deep trouble. And I'll tell you something. The thing we just discussed, the unmasking and the intelligence thing, that's not going away. It's going to affect the Democrats' ability to be the opposition party as well. It's also going to affect this vote. This is a cumulative effect of being evil when you're in the opposition and not being fair-minded. And the leader of this has been Chuck Schumer, and they are deserving everything they're getting right now.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe DeGenova, it is always a pleasure to have you.
And thank you, Joe.
We're going to stay on both of those stories throughout this week. You can be certain of that.